When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not just sitting up here eating cranberries like an old woman.
At least it ain't prunes, bitch.
It ain't. You got a prunes? UTI?
No, that would require me to be fucking these and I refuse.
Woo! Oh, goodness. Lord knows I'm tired.
I'm really tired, child.
You know what I'm so happy about this week, though?
What?
Finally free from the shackles of EJ Global LLC. I'm so glad that bitch ain't on my screen anymore. I can't deal with it.
The way I was like, I mean, Andy was eating her up a little bit and I was here.
Hype for it, hype.
I was like, I need y'all to press her because like the way she was on, you could see on the fly cooking up the lies. I was like, this is wild. Like, none of these stories make sense, ma'am.
I don't want to hear any of y'all asking, did Erica know? I don't care.
Yes. Don't care.
Yes. The answer is yes, and we don't care. Yes.
But when Andy asked about, so why was it snowing? I'm not getting into that. Girl.
Girl, that's the main thing to get into, because that's literally the question I had. It snows in Pasadena? Where? Where?
Girl, that's the valley. It don't even get cold over there.
It's Pasadena, the Valley. Oh, yeah.
It's over there.
He said over there.
It's over there.
It's there.
It's hot over there.
Yeah. Yeah. The devil's navel.
And she over here talking about, ooh, it was snow. Okay. I was like, I would like to know what time of year that was. And she looked old. She looked like she melted him. I mean, it makes sense. Garcelle ate, Sutton ate. Like, it was just like.
Well, Sutton ate, but didn't like really participate. You know what I mean? But it's okay. Yeah. She gets participation award. Like,
she does.
Yeah.
Kathy ate. Because Kathy was just there putting lip gloss on.
Yeah, the entire time. Like, spread hair and makeup on stage. Did her own.
I saw the little clip for the Ultimate Girls Trip.
Well, let's get into it here. Everyone, hi.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Y'all know what it is.
Welcome back to the B List. I'm B. Jonathan Lawhorn's back.
Hey, or whatever.
Oh, my God. Material Girl.
Material
Girl. Why is that song stuck in my head?
Because it slaps.
It slaps. It does.
It eats. Like,
everything that Saucy does.
It
honestly
bangs. Like, you can't tell me that he is not getting all the best beats. Like, it's weird. Like, they
walking around
him
the jewelry store in Chinatown listening to it.
Because you thought you were that girl in Chinatown buying fake shit. Okay.
No, I don't buy fake shit. Don't do me.
Girl, just because you got that little Prada don't mean you in the fucking fine jewelry store.
You know I like the ghetto gold.
You love that shit.
I do.
But I'm not going to do you, Mary Cosby. It's fine.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Little girl.
Did you know like a year ago was when the election results were...
Shut up, really,
you were happy. We were hyped.
We really put that Crypt Keeper in the office.
And you were so hyped that day. We were hyped.
I was hyped because I thought something was going to happen. And look at what's going on.
You didn't think anything was going to happen.
I really did.
I just didn't want things to keep going down a dangerous slope.
I mean, the way Kamala ghosted us, she was like, I'm Black. I went to HBCU. I'm an AKA, and then left. She scammed us in classic Black person fashion. She scammed all of us.
You know AKAs.
Fake as fuck. Oh, wait, they might fight us.
He said it, not me.
What y'all gonna do? Y'all too churchy to swing. What you gonna do?
You know what's coming up?
What?
Black Friday. I'm hyped.
This is gonna hit different.
It's gonna hit a little bit more spicy.
I'm scared, actually. I don't know if I wanna watch it.
I'm gonna. Oh my God.
It's gonna be like super spreader.
And it's gonna be
like Battle super Royale. Spreader,
but like crystal clear definition because everyone's gonna have iPhone 13s this time. It's gonna hit.
Right. Oh, yep. Right. Because people.
Face recognition.
Right. Because people are flipping. Okay. Yeah.
And it'll be on TikTok. So it'll have nice, fun sound to it, like little music.
Right. Ooh, I want
Material
TikTok
Girl.
Material Girl. Just beating it up. My particular subset of Black Friday videos I like is like adults beating up children.
Oh, I like for the white people. White people beating up.
White, you're just be specific. You like white people snatching things from Black children. Like that's
no.
That.
No.
That
well, unless the mom shows up. Oh yeah,
the mom that's pops off.
Then we're good. But no, I like it when it's just like the crazy white people at Walmart because they get up. They go up at Walmart.
Yeah, they do.
Save that shit for Walmart. Don't bring that over to Target.
See, they're going to be in Target this year, too. They're going to be everywhere.
Costco.
They're going to be, I feel like this year is going to be, it's going to hit different because people are going to come in being like, I got a virtual coupon, and then they're not going to want to take it. It's like, it's like people are like, I got.
Oh my God.
People are going to be like, oh, I had like a pandemic special. Like they're going to be trying to spin stuff. Like watch.
And also they don't have a stimulus check this year. So they're just working off of fumes.
People are going to be in there swiping EBT cards thinking that that's going to get them stuff.
What store would make you act Black Friday-ish? What store could possibly make you act up that way?
Like where I'm beating people up for the stuff?
Oh my God. Ejim's calling me. You know, you never met Ejim.
No, I've never. You know, I've not met nobody.
He's a funky Nigerian. He could be in there with us.
Okay,
Ejim would go up at Walmart.
I mean, okay.
But we should really roll in with a crew of like 6 people.
But I don't want anything out of there.
That's true. I could have everything.
Like, that's weird.
I want to go somewhere.
I would do it. I would show out in a Sephora.
Oh. They do that on a Friday after getting
like,
their paychecks.
Imagine if they did it where they just put displays out strategically so people can bum rush them. Oh, I would fight in there.
Oh my
that.
God. Could you imagine the mess if they had self-checkout at Sephora? Bitches would be swiping.
If they had Barbara Sturm displays, it's over. Like I'm literally fighting bitches.
I'm
like,
using Barbara Sturm hyaluronic acid right now.
Oh, that shit snaps.
Yes. Hi, hits. Barbara.
Thanks. We love you, Dr. Barbara. You have got the best line out for Black folks.
Mm-hmm. I went to one of her little, like, she had an influencer event online.
Oh,
I was asking feedback about all the stuff.
Oh, okay, because you're that girl now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wish y'all could see Johnny's face. Well, you know I'm that girl.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, my dog's trying to get up. No, Stevie. No, go sit down.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm really scared to witness it, but I'm actually excited.
Sephora's right.
Sephora would hit, or even Sephora Ulta. Would hit. I would tear that place the fuck up. Because I would be in there fighting people too. I would use it as a means to square up behind beef. Be like, meet me at Sephora. They're like, why? Because it's
like aggression from 10 years ago.
Right.
Stored aggression.
Yeah. And then I would go to Waffle House and have some to eat, fight in there.
See, but I'm easy. I could really be doing this at Trader Joe's. Like, I could go up at Trader Joe's for Black Friday and I would, you know, I would.
But at that point, they would just be giving stuff away. Like, what kind of deal?
I don't even want to fight that many people because I don't have the freezer space for all that shit.
That part.
You know?
Like, I'm not fighting over groceries. That's so gutter butt.
Meanwhile, that's like so many countries. That's so bad.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, Jay. You better stop yourself. Wow.
Sound like a fucking elitist lower. Yeah. Y'all fight over groceries?
Oh my God. Here we go. He's starting early, you guys. Don't get me canceled. I didn't say it.
I'm not even drinking, and this is how I act.
I am.
I can see that.
I went on a date the other night.
Oh.
It went well.
How did you manage to go on a date with somebody that hasn't smashed somebody in your orbit?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
So who has he smashed that you know?
No one that I know. He knows none of my friends. He doesn't even have social. He has just a Twitter.
So is somebody's daddy? Who is it?
No, he's like my age. I'm not about to say his name on here.
Is this person real?
Yes, he's real. His name is George Glass. He doesn't go to this country.
He doesn't go to this. He don't have social. Okay, so is he a serial killer? Like, what's wrong with him?
No, he is a writer. I'm just gonna say that. But it was a really fun date.
What y'all do?
We just went to a bar in the West Village. It was nice, and it was a really empty bar. It was like a weekday.
What bar?
We're sitting there. What was it called? Other Room.
Oh, okay, I like Other Room.
It's cute. It's cute.
Cute.
And we're sitting there, and then Bo and Yang walks in, and he was on a date too.
Oh.
So just like two dates going on at the bar.
Okay, cute.
Two dates kissing by the end of the night.
Oh, right. You let him smash.
I didn't let him smash. No, I don't do that. I mean, I do that. Don't get
me wrong.
He's
a hoe. He does let them do this.
No, I don't. No. It was a weeknight. We don't do that on school nights.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
Now on a Saturday or Sunday. I'm playing, you guys. I was fucking.
He is not playing.
Wow. Stop playing with me.
He is not playing. He is a city girl through and through.
You know what? Actually, speaking of what slaps, Public Affair. Jessica Simpson's Public Affair.
It comes
back into my life every couple of months.
But
I'm
the
like,
way it's just was such a like top tier pop.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, she was in her bag too. Like, I don't want to hear it from people.
Yeah, I'll never forgive y'all for letting that song flop. Y'all fucking suck.
We can bring
as
it
a
back.
Community. Yeah, I'm going to. I do.
What's
every
that
couple
other
of months.
One? She had a. What's the other song where the video was real goofy? Like it was like. She
I
was
think
like,
I'm in love. Irresistible.
Yes.
Irresistible.
Like the video is so like corny. Was made goofy. Windows 95. Like it's
it was made in Excel. Okay, like it was Microsoft painted up. It was the trashiest video ever. She was trying to go like Christina. She's trying to do like
she
a dark
was.
Vibe. Now like, Ashley Simpson hit. Ashley Simpson hit.
The way I was screaming that album the other night in my bedroom, and I
really?
Was like, my neighbors were like, "What the fuck's going on?" I'm like, like the way Unreachable goes. Like
yes, you're correct. Correct.
Can't push a river. Ooh, I can't. That
don't even let us live in the same city again, because the way
y'all
we're gonna be Jessica,
get
the West
run down.
The way that we would be them for Halloween.
Oh,
Ashley and Jessica, you're Jessica.
Of course, I'm Jessica.
We're gonna do it like white chicks. Obviously, we're gonna go in white face. Please,
I'm Ashley. Say some have a problem with it if you want.
Get run down on. Yep. We've been waiting.
Oh, wait, I'm so obsessed with that song. Like,
it's so good.
Since you brought it back, I was like, I queued it up and I was just like, this song just makes me want to go out with my girls. But like,
yeah. Video hits.
Video
bunch
hits.
Bunch of C-list. Okay, not even B-list. Shout out B-list podcast. This is like D-list.
Uh-huh.
Eva Longoria.
Stop. She is not D-list.
In her height, she was Cheeto Dust. Stop playing with me.
Wow. I will not be saying anything. Eva Longoria was that bitch.
Okay.
And like Desperate Housewives was it.
Agree to disagree. Mariah Menu.
I can't. I'm like, all these gutter butt fast food like things are too much for me. Like Meg is the last one I'm approving.
I'm eating it. I don't care.
I haven't had, what is the meal?
Okay, so everybody, just so you're not, if you're not aware, Mariah Carey has a McDonald's entire, not a meal, an entire menu coming out on
Stop.
McDonald's.
Stop, I didn't know it was a whole menu.
The whole menu. It debuts December 13th, and it features a select free item each day through Christmas Eve with $1 minimum purchase on the McDonald's mobile app. I'm not downloading something.
So she's going to have us in a chokehold for Christmas with that album and then yep. at McDonald's.
Yep.
The way her marketing, like the way her brain works is yeah. crazy to me. She's like, yeah. oh, y'all go hear me all through the store anyway, because I'm about to eat up the radio waves. So
she's a menace.
She's a menace, but I love her.
If you could dominate one holiday and then not work for the rest of the year, what would be your holiday?
That I would dominate?
Yeah.
And then not work for the rest of the year. Halloween.
Yeah.
Because it's like fun. It's like, oh shit.
Okay.
Like, but see, also I'm trying to figure out how they work. Kids are involved.
Black History Month could be fun.
Ooh, that would be cute.
You know, just like get it out of the way in the beginning of the year and then take off the rest of the summer and this, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that would hit. When's the gay month?
Black History Month kind of hits. June is Pride Month, I believe. Well, that's New York Pride, right?
Yeah, so and it's LA. Like the same. So that's like the summer.
I'd own Pride.
I would do like 4th of July or Pride or like whatever, or Juneteenth, or I would do
Juneteenth.
Let me get it right.
Yeah, woo. No. You go cancel you for multiple things.
Being like, you celebrate 4th of July? Okay.
Ugh. Okay.
It's like, hoteps don't listen to this. It's fine.
It's yeah, they really don't. You can't do anything anymore.
You really can't. But I'm not about to go down this road because this is not Joe Rogan. So we're not.
Nope.
Y'all can't. You can't say nothing no more. Everybody get offended. I can't. Y'all just thinly veiled homophobes. Like, just say
it. Yeah. Anytime someone says you can't say nothing anymore, it's like, okay, so you want to say it. Just say it then.
You want to call me a tar baby. Just say it.
Say it to my face. Ridiculous.
You want to ask me if there's sugar in my tank? Just ask. Like, I don't want to play these games because I'm gonna punch you in the throat anyway.
What's the most racist restaurant chain?
Bojangles, obviously. But see, like, the fact that people don't even know what that is, like, y'all, not making this up. Like, this is a place, and there
Golden Corral kind of is.
Oh, Golden Corral is literally a slave ship. Like, it, like, turned into a restaurant. Like, it's like, but it fights Cracker Barrel, because Cracker Barrel is more racist than Golden Corral.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But Bojangles wins. Because first of all, it's called Bojangles.
Jangles, hello.
And all they serve is chicken. And you literally, as a Black person, walk in there, sit down, and eat the chicken.
I can't do it. Cannot.
You're like,
do
girl,
that.
Where you get that chicken from? Bojangles, girl. Like, I
no,
can't.
No,
like,
no, don't compute. The math ain't mathin. Please.
It slaps. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
you know what's racist, but it doesn't slap? Arby's.
They're
coming out.
Jamocha shakes slap, but I can't because my auntie's been working her whole life and it hits. But like, and I get free Arby's, so like I can't.
Oh, so you're gonna get free vodka because you know they're coming out with the vodka.
Is it the curly fry flavors?
The curly fried flavor vodka.
That shit might hit though.
I know. I said so. I was online the other day just being fake about it too, being like, ew, gross. Meanwhile, I'm like,
but you go get it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be at the release party, please, drunk off of curly fry vodka. Like, I'm gonna be getting curly fry martinis and shit, drunk as a skunk.
Eating roast beef sandwiches in the club. Piss.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm so fucking fake when it comes to vodka. If it's free, I'm there, please.
I am so fake when it comes to brand activations. I can't.
I know, I'm on their fucking website. Shucking and jiving for these people, tell you about curly fried, very good.
Get a brand deal. I'm sure they'll pay you to do a post. Like, they probably lit to get that shit out there because nobody wants it. You about to be an Arby's ambassador, girl. Get it.
In case anyone's interested, the American fast food chain just announced that they're debuting in the spirit space with the limited edition French fried flavored vodka, which will come in crinkle and curly.
The curly hits.
It's gonna be 80 proof. Damn. And it's available for $59.99. That's a lot.
That actually is a lot.
Wait, for inside the bottle.
I mean, I don't drink vodka, so I have no idea how much the girls pay for
but
it.
See, I'm fake. I don't drink it, but I do.
Like, at the release, you know what party, I mean? I do.
Like, when people ask me what kind of liquor I like, I'm like, oh, well, I don't really drink vodka. I drink tequila. But then my ass is like drinking martinis. I love a martini.
And then they're like, oh, I got a vodka creamer. You're like, oh, I'll drink that. Like, you're I'm like fake. That girl. Yeah.
I'm on my too. Dorinda shit. Like, I will just get drunk. It really don't fucking matter. Like, I'll drink really whatever drink the fuck beer. You got.
you're like, I don't drink beer, then you're Tammy smoking a cigarette, drinking smoking a cigarette. Like,
then I'm Ashley Darby sitting there with my maxi dress on and a Corona Light. Please. I'm the fakest fucking bitch when it comes to alcohol. Please. Wow. I'm just happy to be here.
Wow. Okay. You know?
Dorinda Medley. I know you are too.
I'm real.
Yeah, you are. You're fake as fuck when it comes
bitch,
to alcohol.
Fuck you. All I drink is tequila.
Okay. I have literal videos of you on FaceTime drinking.
Bacardi. So play with me.
No, it was definitely not Douce.
It was because I poured it into a blended cocktail.
That must have been stimulus week.
Bitch, fuck you. It was given to me. Like, I had a pull up and drop it off for me. Like, that was
drop it off.
Yeah. He wanted me to live lavishly. Like, what? It was in Seattle.
Okay. Did you see this Real Housewives of OC trailer?
Where Heather's in a Hervé?
Yeah, but did you see the trailer?
Oh, of her walking through that empty house?
Yeah.
It felt dusty to me. Like, it didn't do what they thought it was supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like, whole season looks like trash. I'm going to watch it.
It looks sleepy about it. Like, I just don't care.
Nothing's hit, and the people aren't, it's not. That cast photo was a mess, too. They were wearing BCBG. Hervé Léger.
Cheap. Like, why is Heather in Hervé? Like, where do you get it? It's gone.
Not only the richest person on that cast, but purports to be one of the richest housewives across the entire franchise. Yet you're wearing 2012 Hervé Léger. Like,
did you dig it? Where did you get it? Like, it's like, girl, it's not in stores. Like, what the fuck did you get?
Saks, but it's on sale there. I'm so confused. And then they had Emily and
Which
Green.
One is that? Oh, is that the big one?
She's not big. She's.
I don't know who. They all look the same.
To be quite honest, they were calling her Shrek one year.
Is Kelly she ugly?
No, she's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Oh, because I'm like, Kelly needs to sit down somewhere.
Kelly's ugly from the inside out. So let's
well,
not
she's
even
gonna
go
bring
there.
The drama. Because, like, I mean, and then
well, she's not bringing shit because she's not on the show.
Oh, right. I don't pay attention to them. They're boring.
Exactly. Like, your favorite conservatives are back. Please go fight. And the I don't care.
Bring
Jersey back.
No, I'm. You know what I'm hyped for because my main
Miami?
Girl. No, Dubai.
Oh, okay, yeah, because Carol Stansbury. Yeah.
Oh my God, Carol Stansbury is that bitch? I love her.
I'm not hyped about Dubai.
Everybody's black but Caroline. I'm
but you
lit.
Can't gossip there. You can't throw drinks.
Oh right, because they'll arrest you.
They'll arrest your ass. I don't know. You can't get hyped like we.
Like
know.
Titties can't be falling out. You can't be acting real hoish there. So like, I'm interested to see what the drama's like.
Andy can't even go to the reunion. Can't be gay.
Stop. I mean, you can't like be fucking openly in the streets, or like you can't be living in the same establishment with a man.
Be careful, Andy. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you can run hoes through the country all day.
I'm waiting for Miami.
I'm hyped
The diametric opposite of Dubai is Miami.
Yeah, I just
because anything goes and it's trash.
Yeah, it's just Miami is so disgusting, but okay. Okay, but like more importantly, the girls' trip went.
Yeah, hype.
Hype
a little bit, but like not. I'm not excited that like Cynthia is going to be there, and
I'm hyped that everybody calls Cynthia to complain about Kenya. Like yeah. That already set me off, right? Because it means Kenya's about to fight with all of these bitches. So I'm like,
that's all. Kenya knows.
And then Teresa is annoyed that Melissa's there, and I love it.
Yeah, Teresa is one note. I hate my sister-in-law. But like, honestly, it's like, I can relate. If I had a sister-in-law, I'd probably hate her fucking guts too.
I love it. And like, Teresa's already like, these bitches aren't on my level and I'm here. Like, I can't.
She said, and it's not even all OGs. Melissa's not an OG. Duh.
I'm just saying.
Just
saying,
like, girl,
she's so hateful.
Wow.
She's
so fucking spiteful. Save this shit for Jersey. Like, you're bringing this shit into the... She's probably so exhausting to know on a daily basis.
Unless you're hurt. Unless you're like, you cool. With her, but like you don't ever know because it changed every day with her.
Yeah, but she's switching up. She don't even know where she is half the time, you know. Uh-huh. I bet one thing's for sure though, she won't ever try to punk Dolores. Dolores will whoop her ass so fucking fast.
Oh, Dolores would rock everybody.
Patterson
shit.
Dolores, please.
Dolores is with the hands. We team Dolores.
Dolores is with the shits. That's why they won't ever get rid of her. She won't even like do anything on the show, but they're too scared to get rid of her.
Because they're like, Dolores bounces like on camera. Like the security don't even just show up because Dolores is like, I got these bitches. Like Dolores is like, beat up everybody's husband. Like nobody yep. can go come for me.
And if anybody tries to touch her, then Frank Sr. is going to come and do it too.
Oh, then that, and then that cute son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frankie.
Are you seeing simping? Frankie Jr.
He's so cute.
Are you simping for him now?
No. Wow. You remember when I used
a white man's whore?
Bitch, wow. Fuck you, because that's your lifestyle.
Wow. Just the way you just like snapped your fingers and like I was in up in dust. Wow.
Dust. You remember when we used to simp?
You ain't lying.
We simped for Alehia's kids.
Who? Wait, who's
that? Alehia from Miami. Alexia.
Alexia. Yeah, her son is hot. Stop playing with me.
Oh, I used to talk to him on Twitter all the time. Like,
oh, you did?
Oh, I was obsessed with him.
Oh, and then there was the other brother who got in the car wreck or whatever, the car crash. Oh, remember that?
Oh my God, yes.
Careful. Look at you today. Wow.
I didn't say nothing negative.
Okay, you was going to say you was going to suck his dick in which I don't know.
I never said that. You are messy.
That's what you was about to say.
This is why we can't link up, because I'm going to be beating bitches up because of your mouth, Candace.
I'm on one today. Wow.
Uh-huh.
You know what I saw the other night?
What?
Spencer. The Diana movie.
Oh, how was it?
It was cute. I give it honestly an 8 out of 10, but not for the acting. The acting was trash.
Wait, costuming, she didn't do it.
She's not that girl. But the wow. costuming is it. The costuming it and the set and everything is like, you know, and there were a lot of attention paid to detail, and the score was amazing.
Okay.
The pacing was interesting.
But you don't like Case Stu.
But I don't like her. Okay. There could have been so many better women, I think.
Wow, so you really don't like her?
I don't like her. I can't be alone.
I mean, I like Case Stu. I always have. Because I just like feel like people be pressing her too much. Just like there are other bitches that deserve that smoke.
Yeah.
Like she don't bother nobody. Like leave her alone.
Well, there's enough smoke for everyone.
No, there ain't, because there ain't enough smoke on the bitches I hate.
You know what else deserves smoke? I did not love this movie, Passing.
You saw it? I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it. It was a weird vibe. I don't know. But you know what? I didn't read the novel, so I need to read the novel. It was a weird vibe.
This sounds anti-Black, so I need you to really figure it out.
Wow. Wow.
It's giving white male film critic, and I need you to check.
Beautifully shot. Oh, and I loved, I thought the acting was incredible, but okay. the pacing of it and the story, and I just didn't get, I don't want to give too much away, but I didn't like get why certain things were happening. I don't know.
Okay,
I didn't read the novel before.
Okay, so I'm gonna see it soon.
Okay. You have my Zeus password, by the way.
Oh, right. I have to watch this thing.
Rolling Ray versus Bobby Light.
It's just the clip of him passing out in the chair with the button.
We are going to hell.
I'm scared to watch it because
I'm scared to talk about it outside of anything because it's like it's not appropriate.
It's like giving like. It's like abusing the disabled. It's a lot.
It's
like,
ableist, it's just like, for sure.
It really is. And it's like also like, I was going to say.
Making a mockery?
I was going to say elder abuse only because Roland Ray looks like a grandma with that wig on in the chair and the way he'd be posted up. It's just real like.
Yeah.
Bobby ain't shit already.
Oh, never was.
Hate.
Spent hours in the makeup chair. Look like a bleached, dipped milk dud. I don't know. He looked melted. He was sitting in front of a fireplace. His makeup was rolling. It looked a hot whack. Fucking mess. Yes, whack. I am always team Rolling Ray.
Oh, for sure.
He's like
I'm team. Like the way he gather you bitches, and it's like all y'all got is you in the wheelchair. Like that ain't like.
Yeah, right? It don't hit.
It don't hit.
He's still in the wheelchair. Like, he's getting paid.
Right.
And he's still funnier than you. So like, it really don't matter.
Y'all eating him up for like being disabled. Like that's whack.
That's weird. It's weird.
And,
actually.
Right. It's like really weird because y'all ain't got nothing else.
Yeah. And like, to be quite honest, a lot of y'all are disabled. Y'all just don't understand it yet. So, y'all didn't take your aptitude test when y'all were little. So come on. Let's really get real.
I mean, Bobby has always been a touch slow to me. So like, I'm just like, look.
Yes.
And then now you got that inflatable.
He's like, you in a wheelchair if you don't shut up, because the way I will fight behind Rolling Ray.
I was like, we will beat you up. Like, yeah. Do you realize we will run up and nobody, who go fight us? Trina?
No, she's not fighting for Bobby Lights. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, by the way, we totally went off on a tangent, but just we Google did. Zeus Network Rolling Ray versus Bobby Lights. I can't even, the spelling is going to be all weird and funky, but just find it out. But yeah, it's a journey and it's a show and you guys got to check it out.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, girl.
Ooh. You know what's really sending me this week though?
What?
Kelly Rowland's son decided to have a police themed birthday party.
I don't want to talk about somebody's child because
talking about the child.
I am.
Because you don't, yeah, you want to.
Why he asked for that?
If my son ever asked for a police themed birthday party,
get out.
Get out. Put him out of your house. You get put out.
You can go to the police station and stay up there with them.
I'm not even driving all the police station. I'm dropping you off at Costco by the.
Oh, you think carts. I'm letting him get in the car with me? Like, you can walk up there.
Call the police. They'll probably pick you up since you love them so much.
They'll pick you up and keep you for eternity.
Yeah. They'll put you in the back seat, sir. You want to be there so damn much.
You calling your child, sir. I can't. I'm sick.
I thought that was sick though. It was a really weird photo. And nobody in the comments was even like, no, they were like cute.
A few people were doing it and they was just like making that weird face. They were doing this emoji face. Oh, yeah. And
I'm the one I love, that one emoji face that I fucking love. Face.
I'd be like, doing people that kept dropping that when they were like, not a cops. They were like, not a police station, girl.
Ooh, she's it's the like, op? Yuck. Don't bring me on that, baby.
Like,
that baby.
They were literally in
that
the
baby
comments.
Probably snitching.
Somebody was like, Kelly, an informant? Like, I was like, this is hot. Like, I was like.
To be quite honest, of all the Destiny's Child women, she would be the informant.
Stop.
Michelle's chilling.
Michelle's
just
Jesus.
Happy to be there. Yeah.
Michelle's with the Lord. Like, she's not interested in any of this shit.
Beyonce's not snitching.
I mean, Beyonce don't know where she is most days, so.
Oh, wow.
What?
Steve Bannon was just indicted.
Is that the one that was like, that like looked like he's melting and rotting?
Yeah. He looks like a piece of Play-Doh left out in the hot sun.
Oh, he's disgusting. I hope he dies wherever they sit.
He's 67. He is an old 67. That motherfucker is
rotting.
Old as a hill. He is so ugly.
That's what racism do to you from the inside.
It really
out.
Does.
Y'all need to get healed if you don't want to look like that.
He's like a pumpkin that's been left out since 1983. It's mm-hmm. insane.
Deserved.
I can't stand that man.
Me either.
Give him all the charges.
I can't wait. Hopefully they shank him from the door. Hope he don't even make it to the cell.
Nature's kind of healing though. Because today Britney's free. He's going in. He's going in. She's coming out.
Do you know how crazy West Hollywood's about to be tonight?
I saw the video.
I'm about to peek.
Are you popping out? Are you popping out later?
I'm going to a dinner, so I was like, I'm going to be over there. Let me just pop.
Oh, yeah. You're going to drink at dinner, you fake ass. And then you're definitely going to be at the clubs.
Bitch, I'm not drinking. I'm not going to the club. I'm a new
You are absolutely going to go to the club tonight. If I see a video of you at the fucking club, I want $5.
Bitch, I'm not going to be in the club. Who going to take a video of me?
Ira.
Right, because he stay there.
Hi Ira.
You either at a concert or at the club, girl. We know.
Oh my god, he screenshotted me today. I was talking to him about the new Taylor, the Taylor Red.
Y'all release. So weird and fake and white. Like I can't. Like it's goofy. I'm just like she this put, is.
Get Taylor off put her entire Vanilla Bean pussy into that album.
You're disgusting, and I'm good because I'm not even interested in anybody's projects besides Summer Walker. So I don't care what else is out.
Okay.
I want to yell at the baby daddy I don't have. So I'm good.
That's true. I could do both. Two things can be true at once. I can listen to Summer Walker, then I can bop over to Taylorville. Oof. It's called I Have Multitudes of Layers.
Oh, and you're about to say, oh, it's called I Have Range. Okay, girl.
Okay. I do Tia and Tamara.
She said,
Tia household. Get out.
That's a Tamara household.
Yeah, that's the
This is a Tia household.
Everybody, just so you know, right before we got on recorded, Britney is now officially free. The conservatorship is over. A judge just ruled. She's 39. She's been under this conservatorship or legal guardianship for 13 years.
That's fucking crazy.
She about to spend all this fucking money, though. There's probably she a about reason.
To... Oh, I'm excited.
She about to run. I know. She about to run.
She about to shopping. Run it up. She might be run. Out over there tonight. I don't know. I might run into her.
Oh, no. Seriously. She's
gonna, they live.
She's definitely. I know. She's about to do everything but work.
She's like, I don't need to work. Y'all work.
Yeah, she don't
want to
work. Yeah, she's like, I'm tired of y'all.
She's sick of us. Like, she. Good.
We're about to learn the real Britney, actually. Y'all think y'all know the real Britney.
You know what else is what else just came out today?
Wait, what did?
The poster for Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, I didn't. That's why I was seeing so much about them. I don't.
Yeah.
Care much.
Bitch, how do you not care? It's 20 years later. Do you realize we're that old?
And I'm not 20 years old.
It's 20 years later.
No, it's before my time.
Oh, wow. You want to pretend? Okay, we doing this. Again, fake shit.
Feeling fake today.
Like always. Ugh, girl. Okay.
When is it out?
Next year.
You know what else is coming out? This is a big day today. There's a lot going on.
What?
X-Men, the 97 cartoon.
Oh, yeah,
It's going to be I'm hype. That one. Who's your favorite?
I'm hype. Storm, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you love Storm. Yeah, I'm Rogue.
Oh, because you're fake.
Rogue is fake now?
Rogue. Well, how you pick Rogue out of this lineup? She a pick me.
She is not a pick me. She's why, for Gambit? Me.
Yes.
She was not a pick me for Gambit. You're, wow.
Like,
Jean Grey is a pick me.
Jean Grey would rock your whole shit. So
Jean
like,
Grey was ran through, first off. Everybody was hit. So she was with Wolverine and Scott.
Stop.
She was
Scott,
doing everybody.
Scott's stroke game don't hit. I'm sure she barely felt it. So like that don't even count.
And he left his glasses on the entire time.
Like he was doing it with his eyes closed. Scott's a goofball.
Yeah.
Storm is that bitch. And I need everybody to understand that like she would wash everybody, which she has. Like she beat up Scott with no powers. Like get out of here.
Dazzler might do something.
Dazzler ain't gonna do shit but entertain us.
Tap dance.
Like she can fucking do her little sing and do it. Like girl, I mean, Dazzler hits though.
Her. I don't know why you're fucking dragging Dazzler right now. It's kind of homophobic.
Oh, because she's gay?
No, because Dazzler is just like a gay.
Because she's like, it's like, oh, the gays like Dazzler.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. The white ones.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we like Storm around these parts.
I love Storm too.
Yeah.
Two things can be true at once.
Okay, but Rogue ain't ever been that bitch.
What was that clip the other day?
Which one?
Where it was Storm was talking to Gambit.
Like, well, you know Gambit the way I do.
She turned and looked at Rogue and Rogue looked at her and then she kept talking again. She's like, I know you better than anyone. What was that about?
Because Rogue be acting like she that girl and like she Storm has Gambit. To check her. And you was like, ooh, if I was Rogue, I would, and you would have got your shit rocked.
Wow. What is that, Burt's Bees? Let's head over to the B side. I have a couple things I want to talk. Well, actually, let's talk for a minute.
Yeah, like we're not done. What are you doing?
We're not done, no, but it's a segue to the B-side.
Rushing me.
No, because there's so much to talk about on the B-side.
Don't do me.
Wow. Wow. Wait, first off, let's talk about the Sex and the City reboot. The trailer just dropped today. Didn't hit.
You can
didn't
hit. Okay, next.
I heard Burger's back. That's great. What I heard.
Like, Samantha's not back, so I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just
but
like,
they got a black one.
Wow, a black one.
A black one, no. Black
y'all hear one. This shit? Y'all oh, hear wow. this?
I'm come over there. A literally catch one? A flight.
First of all, a black it's one. Like a
well, I don't know anybody's name on that. Who plays, what's Miranda's name in real life?
Cynthia Nixon.
There you go, see?
Wow. A black one, and it's the icon Nicole Ari Parker. Wow.
I don't know any of these people's names.
Did you see Soul Food?
Yes, I have. I love Soul Food.
She's in
Soul
Food.
I know she is, along with Vivica A. Fox.
Some respect on her name. The family fucked my husband.
when Vanessa Williams grabs the knife in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for the holidays, actually. I love soul food. Oh, wait, no, that's a holiday. For, that's not really a holiday, is it? No, because the mother dies.
It's still holiday, though. It's Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's right, yeah.
Because she wanted everybody to come home. She, like, wanted everybody to come home, and, like, it's drama, like, what's typical black folk shit.
Uh-huh.
Stresses me out. You seem like you're having a flashback. I did. So I was just like, which is why I'm staying put for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite holiday movie?
A favorite holiday movie? You know what? It's like it's very recently shot into my top five.
What?
Because I just read Bad Moms Christmas hits.
What?
Love it.
What?
I love it.
Is Joe Budden gay, or is he like just playing?
Do you want to smash?
A little bit.
Yuck. Like, why?
Maybe after like a bottle of that Arby's vodka.
And you're zooted, because that's like the only way you're going to be able to. I mean, it's like Joe Budden, it's like the equivalent of
I bet it is. Since Santana was really... sprung.
I mean, they all were. I mean, look at what's her name? Tahiri. She's still sprung.
Yeah, to this day.
I mean, it's the equivalent of like wanting to smash Diplo, because it's like the white. He's like, he's like, it's the same. But like,
same pool of trash.
It's like they're goofy and trash, and it's dirty. But you want Joe Budden, so I don't know. Slide in his DMs. I'm sure he'll let you know.
I already did.
Wow.
That hey, big head. You think I'm joking too? I did it half as a joke.
But you want to see if he get back to
you. I want a New York rapper. Yeah. He's the worst rapper, I swear. Would you smash Jim Jones?
Yes.
Yes, he?
Yeah. Wow, I said that so fast.
So quickly? Wow. Wow. He's still good looking in real life too.
He's so sexy to me.
He is, but broke as a joke.
Right, so what we doing?
Yeah.
Like.
He might get smashed, but he can't stay over.
I mean, he's not trying to go home to Chrissy.
So when I, oh my God, at my old job, I know a girl that used to fuck him.
Fuck who?
Jim Jones, while he was Chris with Chrissy.
He used don't to blow her spot her. Up.
We haven't worked together in like years and years and years.
Oh, so we can blow her spot up. Okay, cute.
You think she was the only one? Please, Jonathan.
That's weird. Like, of course he was smashing other people.
Yeah, of course he was. This was during Love and Hip Hop too. And he was coming through and he would drop in and like buy her shit and just drop it off. He was with Chrissy the entire time. Chrissy probably knew.
She had to know, because I don't even think they smash it. I think Chrissy liked Kat anyway.
And I like Chrissy because Chrissy's not, she's not stupid.
Chrissy not stupid, but Chrissy I don't think was bothered by it at all.
Yeah, but she'll still pull up and fight you.
Right, just for like the sake of fight.
I'm too Italian. I couldn't be in a relationship like that.
Oh, okay, but you can be a pick me for a white man.
This week on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Mary decided to have
was
an Italiano
clearing
brunch.
You bitches. was clearing.
Yeah, she was clearing the entire fucking restaurant. Mary was like, anyone that looked at her, she was like attacking them. You ugly bitch. She was like, it was like, hi Mary, how are you? You ugly bitch, that's why you need surgery. Mary has lost her fucking mind, like, and I am obsessed.
Mary has finally ascended. This was the episode. Yeah, Mary is a lock for every group season they do now. Like, put Mary on this group trip.
Trip with people that don't even know her. Could you imagine her and Kenya Moore rooming together? The chaos. I think Kenya would actually be scared of her.
I think Phaedra and Mary would rock with each other.
Oh, I think they would rock, because Phaedra is a whisperer.
She real churchy too. They would like each other.
Yes, they would. I think Mary would really respect Phaedra for what she would. Because the way that Phaedra lies is so believable,
and the way Phaedra scammed with the businesses, they would really
they would really rock together. They'd probably open up a business. They'd probably start an LLC during
home.
The
the way Mary just was
Mary will be dressing them. Phaedra would be embalming them. Oh my god, I can't.
Mary would be in charge of glam for them.
I can't. She's not even in charge of her own glam. She like talk about this fucking this Italiano brunch. First off, from head to toe, she shows up, tells everyone else to dress in Italiano. She keeps saying
the way she said it.
That's it. Like, this, I can't. This
is crazy.
Told everyone to dress in street style. Didn't even follow the assignment herself. Just wrapped an LV scarf around her shoulders.
Of course not.
She looked like normal Mary. She like, really could have done that. She could have ate that challenge.
But she didn't care because I think she probably woke up that day and forgot that that was the theme.
Yeah, it was a filming obligation. She didn't want to fucking throw a brunch for these ugly women. She was like, no. They were like, what did you get us? What gift? She's like, here's an apron. I'm not getting you LV.
She's like, I already did this and it backfired, you hateful ass bitch. It's like, Mary is not exactly.
Yeah, they really tried to drag her last season and all that shit. She's like, I'm not getting y'all gifts this year. Y'all can.
She came ready.
Amazon.
It's weird that like it's, but what's so fascinating to me is that like Meredith is still friends with her.
Oh, and Meredith is Meredith's a good person.
Meredith is such a good person. And I love that she goes out for Mary because it's like she gets it. She just is like, I'm gonna be over here quiet. She ain't coming for me. So like, I don't really, she's like,
she's actually scared too. She's like, I can't even do the voice. She's like, I heard that her own family's scared of her. She's like, of course they're scared of her.
I would be scared. Scared of Mary.
I'm scared of Mary. She probably listens to this podcast. She would.
She would, and like we collect in the stuff we say. She go come. I know. She go come.
She's, or Jesus.
She's sending. She go send goons from that church to get us.
Absolutely.
To save us, truly.
No.
I'm obsessed with the way she had Whitney was spun out. Like Whitney couldn't even get her wits about her.
Party City stuff. She said, just dress like a Party City monster. And then Whitney didn't buy it. She was like, what? I'm not showing up in this. What the fuck? This is the weirdest brunch I have ever seen on Real Housewives.
She was like, bobblehead, that like that, I can't let go.
It doesn't even like, make any sense.
It makes it no sense, but it does to her.
But then she's like, the way she snaps and hates Whitney. And Whitney was probably the nicest to her of anyone on the show.
Hates Whitney. But like low-key, Mary was right though. Like I was like, I'm sorry. Like now Jen is scared of Mary. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, Mary has come
back. The dynamics are shifted.
She went and did
on all these bitches.
Yeah.
Center snowflake. I know that's right. Next year, season three, Center Snowflake. She's holding up her snowflake in the center. Everyone else can be around her. Y'all cannot even show up to this thing. I don't even care. Just have Mary doesn't care. Promo.
I know Andy lived for her after that Watch What Happens Live. I know he was like, oh, I got to put her in the center. Like, he's like, it got to be her.
It got to be her.
It has to be. She literally just, that episode just literally is like one of the best episodes of a Real Housewives franchise.
The way that Whitney was crying and going, I love you, Mary. And Mary's like,
was not happy.
You don't stop. She's like, why do you mean you love me? And then she was like, she was looking at her like, lesbian? You know, because Mary don't compute. It don't compute. And in her head, she's like, what you mean? Fuck, you love me.
This she's just gay like, shit.
Mary hates these fucking women. So, and she just kept going. Oh my God.
Whitney couldn't even apologize because Mary had decided she hated
little girl. Little girl. Little girl. What kind of insults? Because I love Mary, because she'll drag you, but refuses to curse. So she'll go every other way except for.
But it still hurt. Like you're like, I'm like upset. But she didn't even have a bitch feelings
hurt.
Whitney was emotional. She was a mess.
She'll be like, Mary will be like, I got my own money. Hurt a bitch's feelings that way. She goes around. Yeah, goes around the house.
She's a sniper from the side.
Yes, exactly. She's like, oh, I got my own money.
And then
you know that'll hurt a woman like Whitney's.
Yeah. And Meredith's sitting there like, me too. So she ain't talking to me. So like they like everybody else is like, is she talking to me?
Jen lowers her fedora because she knows she got someone else's money, but it's
don't allegedly. Say that we could be subpoenaed.
Allegedly. Like,
they take that back.
I know. Tracy cut that. Wow. That's what they said. That's what they said.
Because you know they just petitioned for all the footage from Bravo, from Beverly Hills, because Erica been lying. But they're going to petition
the footage from this podcast?
They're going to be like, you said you knew her money wasn't hers. The feds do not play. I don't want any smoke with them.
I know. Ask Kelly Rowland's son.
Wow.
Listen, let's go over to the B side because I want to talk about the arrest. Then I want to talk about Rouse's of Potomac reunion.
Ooh, yeah.
There's so much.
There's a lot.
Tell the people where to follow you on social.
You can follow me on Instagram at mr.lawhorne. And then
you have to excuse him. He's eating fucking cranberries like an old lady.
You can follow me on Twitter at mrlawhorne. It's like not as cool because it's in the NFTs, but like, yeah, you can follow me. I keep it cute occasionally.
He's eating his cranberries because he's trying to fix his UTI. Well, let's go over to the B-side. You guys can follow me on social media at Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. I'm the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. And subscribe to the bonus episode, the B-side. You can do that by going to patreon.com/theBList and subscribing there. And you can hear this bonus episode and many more. That's where the real shit goes down. Mm-hmm. Look, let's get into this. I want to talk about Potomac and all this. Let's meet us on the B-side, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.